All right. Good evening to everyone. I want to just welcome you to this conference call where we're going to highlight the Believer's Guide to Success on Purpose, the Time Quotient EQ with renowned author and entrepreneur. And my God, if I start down the list of things that E.R. Hoff has done, my Lord, my God, it is from 2002 to present, several businesses, and he'll talk about those that have succeeded and those that have failed, and his whole deal is you learn more from your failures. You need those to succeed, but I'm going to let him talk about some of that, but he is an inventor, innovator, visionary, marketer, promoter. My God, it just goes on and on. Strategist. And most importantly, he's a Christian. He loves the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the most important thing with when we talk his love for the Lord Jesus and how he wants to see the kingdom of God advance. So let me do this. Let me pray. And we're gonna launch into some things. So Father, we bless you and thank you so very much. All that you are doing in and through your body and how you are revealing yourself in every way possible. You told us that you wanted us to prosper. You wanted us to be in health, and you wanted it to happen even as our soul would prosper. And so, God, we want to understand that level of prosperity, not only in the natural but also in the spiritual. And I thank you, Lord, for E.R. Hoff to be on here tonight to share with us the information that he has about all of the things that he's been doing, but especially the TQ and Success on Purpose. And I am so grateful to have him. So, Lord, bless him. Bless all that he does. Bless every person on that they might hear and those that will hear the recording after. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Amen. All right, my brother, again, I want to just thank you so very much for taking of your time and coming on with us and just sharing with us some time. As a background also for the recording, I did 6 weeks of training and on a webinar type of situation where I walked them through my book at first, which is One Degree of Change, and then I took them through the 10 colors of the time prism, and I think we've already talked about that. And I talked about how important it was to get the entire system, the Believer's Guide to Success on Purpose, so they could have the entire system. So that's what we've done, and many of the people that are on now have heard a lot about this, and some of them have the entire system. So what I want you to do, if you can, and I know I don't want you to rush, please don't, but I want you to just share what makes TQ Success on Purpose different than a lot of the other systems that are out there, because there are many systems out there that people can take advantage of. So what makes this different, sir?
You know, that's a great question. Actually, it's the defining question, Larry. The let me give the folks that are on the call a web address that I set up specifically for this. So if they're on their computers or on the web, they can kind of follow along real easily. It's Bethel, B-E-T-H-E-L, dot spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, led, L-E-D, success.com. And that'll take you to the page that says Become a Spirit-Led Success. And we'll be talking about some of the information that's on this page. It's also, you know, it's just cram-packed with wonderful information that's been developed over the years in concert with many ministers and many ministries. To answer your question, let me give you the long story, the five-minute version.
E.R., I'm going to cut you off one time real quick. Give it again, please. Bethel.
Bethel. Dot spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, led, L-E-D, this is all one word, success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S .com.
Right. Yeah, now I have it, but I want them to make sure they get it. So, sure. All right, guys. You got it. You can follow along with us.
The conversation that we're going to have tonight is truly a God's will conversation. It's a how to discover God's plan for your life, finding authentic direction. And I put that image up there. It's a book that we wrote in conjunction with several ministers as kind of a wrapper, if you will, to the history behind the idea of success on purpose and becoming a spirit-led success. We started TQ back in 1995 when there was no internet for all intents and purposes. And over the years became very successful in the individual corporate training environment. So we're the world's leading publisher of virtual training products exclusively focused on personal and professional excellence. You know, if we look at our life, every day we have a choice. It's mediocrity or it's excellence. What do you think Jesus would want? Mediocrity or excellence? And so we, you know, we perfected at great expense, millions of dollars in this program, to do what our first mission was, and that was to test the world's TQ, to look at people's time quotient. That's what TQ stands for. And then see whether or not we can help them. You know, do they have strengths? Do they have weaknesses? What can we do to help? And so, you know, I kind of fast forward here from that broad opening to a man that we all know, we all respect, Pastor Rick Warren, who in 2002 launched a book that would change the world, Purpose Driven Life. And shortly before that, I mean, it was almost as if God was pointing his finger and saying, ER, would you please pay attention here? We started getting telephone calls from quite literally thousands of ministers and could not figure out why. Every test result was Pastor so-and-so or Senior Pastor so-and-so. And I kind of looked at that and I thought, what is going on here? And finally, a guy called and we call him Pastor Dan. He was a chaplain, Navy chaplain. And he says, you know, I found your link in Rick's cool pick on the purpose-driven church. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, it's a book for ministers. And it has all this this great stuff in it about how to operate a ministry. And it's all running your ministry on purpose. And he has this CD. And I said, no kidding. And so I said, where are they sending him? I said, well, they're sending him to the TQ test. And so we bought our book, and I have a question for you. I said, what's that? He said, what do I do now? I said, what do you mean, what do you do now? He said, my mission, my total TQ score is 46. And I said, well, that's actually pretty high. Median today is about 27. He said, it's terrible. Here I am, a man called and ordained by God himself, doing his ministry on earth, and my performance is horrible. Where do I start to improve? And I said, well, that's a really good question. I said, where do you think you ought to improve? He said, I don't know. Is it attitude? Is it, you know, having bigger goals? Is it having more energy? Is it taking smarter action? Where do I start? And so he and I, Pastor Dan and I, spent about 2 hours on the telephone. And I said, you know, none of this matters. Energy doesn't matter. Because if you don't have a sense of mission, then nothing's going to really work out for you. And I said, we actually went through this analysis in spades. What is the first color of this thing we call the time prism? We'll get into that in a minute. And Kent and I argued, well, it's got to be mission. No, it's got to be energy. You have to be alive. You have to feel alive. You have to have a pulse. Therefore, it's energy. So I won that argument. And I said, so number two has to be mission. Now that we're alive, now that we have energy, now that we have blood going through our veins, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? And so we're made for a mission. How do I know that? That's what Rick Warren says right on the back of his book. That's what Pastor Dan was telling me. And I says, how is it possible that you scored 0.25 out of 10 on mission? And he and I laughed, and he says, you know, he said, I'm going to put on these TQ conferences down here in the Navy shipyards over on the coast. And he says, we're going to get an answer to this. He says, you know what? I'm going to really apply myself and figure out what the correct answer is. And so more and more of these test scores came in, more and more people, more and more ministers, female ministers, young ministers, old ministers, and they all have the same question, right? You know, I want to do the Lord's work. I want to be Jesus's hands. I want to be his spirit here on earth. How do I do it? How do I do it? And almost to a person, they'd all just read Purpose Driven Life. And he says, you know, this is a great book, but it leads off with, hey, we're made for a mission. Now tell me what it is. And right. And I said, well, what does he say? You know, I hadn't read it yet. He said, well, you're made for a mission. Go find it. I said, what now? He said, well, it answers the question, why on earth am I here? And I said, okay, what's the answer? He says, well, you're here for a mission. Well, that's great. Now what? And everybody said, yeah, now what? I said, well, how about this? How in the world am I going to make this happen? How in the world am I going to live in grace while I'm here and be his hands, his eyes, his feet, his arms, legs? How do I get my heart into the game? How do we do that? And Kent and I, you know, we're pretty smart guys when it comes to figuring stuff out. And I said, this is a problem that has to be figured out. You know, we've got it right that mission is this second color in the performance spectrum, because you're going to be spending the only life you have on things that don't matter until you get it right. You know, and you're just going to go through the motions. You're going to just simply wake up day after day, and you're going to say, there goes another useless day, because I wasn't living on mission. I wasn't living on purpose. And so we created the very first, and it went out to ministers, about 8,000 ministers, like a version of Success on Purpose. And it was exactly 64 pages long. And the reason it was 64 pages is I got tired of writing it 64 pages. I thought, okay, we've said everything that you need to say about this. You know, we came up with this, you know, it's not a matter of philosophy. It's not even a matter of theology. It's a matter of pure geometry. It's a matter of balancing your values, your vision, and your roles together to unite to create this, what we call your natural sense of mission. And when you think about it, those three variables control every single thing you will ever do, be, or have in life. It just comes down to what do you personally value? You know, what are your Christian values? What are your community values? What do you personally value? And then you start looking at that and saying, well, now that I know what I value, I can start looking out into the world and say, this is the vision that I would have to live those values. And so that becomes a really big clue as to where God wants you to go. You know, he says to you inside, he says, you know, let's go work on this vision here. You know, I've given you great powers of observation. I told you I am the light of the world. I'm going to give you my flashlight here, and I'm going to shine it over in this corner. Why don't you go over here? Why don't you go over here and do that? And so we look at that.
You know, wait a minute. Slow up for a minute. Slow up. I know they're trying to take notes, and you know how we can go. But listen.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want you to come back to that, because you hit the value, the vision, and the roles. And it's amazing how many people live their life from their roles and not really have a true valued place or vision place. Can you speak to that for a moment?
Yeah, I want to do that right now. As a matter of fact, anybody that's online, because we're going to do this the easy way and the computer way, scroll down to where it says world-changing missions require world-changing power. And you're going to see a little tiny triangle. And you're going to see a real big triangle. And you're going to see this little tiny triangle that says, oh, I'm puny. You know, I don't have God on my side. I've got this little tiny, I'm going to get through the day vision. And I've got these little values. You know, I've got family values. What does that mean? I've got these wonderful things maybe that I really value, but I don't know what they are. And I put these little tiny roles that make no difference to anybody. And so by definition, that shows up as a little tiny triangle. And what I want everybody on this call to do, take out a sheet of paper if you've got one, and make a really big triangle, because I want you to take some notes here, and a really big equilateral triangle, you know, the sides all equal each other. And I want you to put down at the base values, and we're going to get real explicit about what a value is. Value is something that you're going to have. You know, it's your freedom, it's beauty, it's joy, it's loyalty, it's complexity, it's power, it's all of these things that are of honor, integrity, hundreds of values that you could have. And we're going to say, we want you to choose. We want you to prioritize your life by what you value. And so value is the base. You've got to have that.
Mm-hmm.
On the left leg, I want you to write down vision. And that's exactly what the word, you know, it's vision. It's 2020 vision. It's how far can you see? How big can you see? Where does your vision take you? And then none of that matters, by the way. None of it. It absolutely is completely, completely irrelevant unless you put yourself in a role that's going to allow you to live those values and go pursue that vision. Let's say, for example, Larry, that you wanted to go to China tomorrow. And you wanted to, your vision was, yet this week, you were going to convert 100,000 Chinese people to Christianity. And because your values are so, you're enormous, right? That's your vision.
Right.
There's your values. But you don't have a plane ticket. You don't have a friend with a G550. Creflo Dollar won't lend you his plane. And so what role are you going to play? Well, you can talk about it, right? You can build enthusiasm. You can be a salesman. But you're not going to go to China tomorrow, right, to convert 100,000 people because you're not in the right role. And so it's looking at this triangle and saying, God wants me. The good Lord has promised me that if I get on this, you know, I will have vision. The scripture is complete. Without vision, we perish. You've got to have that sense of value, and you've got to then work your way. This is where the work comes in. This is the bad news, and it's the good news. The bad news is it takes a lot of work to figure out what role you want to play. And so you end up with these little tiny, let's say that you have these giant values. Your value line is just so rich. It's so full that you value all of these wonderful things. And you have some kind of a vision. Well, if you look at the geometry, what if you have just a little tiny roll? What happens? Well, there's no triangle, right? It all collapses to the length of the shortest leg. This is just this simple, plain and simple. Now, you want to have, look at Joel Osteen, for example, right? He says, first expand the vision, right? I lose his first chapter. And then what do you got to do? Well, now that I have a big vision, I need to expand the role, right? I need to be an entirely bigger person. Otherwise, I get frustrated. I get angry. I become unhappy. Why? Because my visions aren't being realized. And so you've got to be constantly working that triangle. Little tiny triangles, you know, get through the day triangles, make it through Friday triangles. That's one thing. But when you set out and say, you know what, I want to make a difference in the world, that's the wrong mission. I want to make the world different with God's help. That's the mission. And so it's making the world different that requires, you know, God's power. It requires your power. It requires your hands, your eyes. And so it requires that you put yourself in that right role. And we all have one.
Yeah.
For every single decision that we make, it will all come down to world-changing values, world-changing vision, and world-changing roles. And when you do, you will have world-changing mission. And we cover that, as you well know, inside Success on Purpose. It's
yes.
a very easy thing to do, but it takes time and it takes work to go through it and say, okay, you know, I mean, to bring you up to date a little bit, right, that first book was 64 pages. We thought we were done. The second book was 256 pages. We thought we were done. Success on Purpose today is 546 pages, and we got it exactly
right. Yes, it is.
We got it exactly right because this is the instruction manual, sort of like the Bible is our instruction manual for how to live in grace. Success on Purpose is that manual that says, I want to live a Spirit-led, successful life. I want to be driven by the Spirit, and I want to be successful. You know, I don't want to go through all this and be this abject failure in life. That's not what was promised. What was promised
was
prosperity. If I do the work, if I step up to the plate, and when I do, I achieve my visions and I live my values. nothing better.
You know what helped me tremendously in this was the piece with the triangle and the looking at the triangle. What also helped me was the triangle within the triangle. And I love the ease, because what that did for me was it put my, because a lot of people have this emotional piece. They might have a sense of their vision, maybe some role that they're in, and maybe their values are right. But their emotions cause them to move out of place a lot of times. And
right.
to see that you had answered that whole expectation, emotion piece, experience piece was huge for me. Because again, you know, one made sense to me. Yeah, I got that for me. That's just for me. I'm just talking from my vantage point.
Sure.
But what happens when I don't feel like doing this? Or, you know, things are not going the way I want them to go and all of that kind of thing. How are they connected? So, you know. So, yeah,
right there.
I may have moved you too fast there.
Oh, no, you have the right word. It's before we move on to the time prism, I want to help people understand it's the connections. It's not these words at all. It's not,
yeah.
You know, everybody can say values. Everybody in the world can say values. Oh, I'm a man of value. I'm a woman of value.
Right.
I'm a woman of principle. Well, tell me what they are. Tell me exactly
right.
what they are. And more explicitly, tell me what they mean to you. Because if you're going to live a life of meaning, don't lie to yourself. Don't rationalize. Rationalizations are a way of lying to ourselves. Telling us one thing means something else. No.
Yes, right.
Things mean something. And you need to say to yourself, this is what it means. And so it's in that connection between our value and our vision that we establish our emotional connection. And
mm-hmm.
what's in that vision that gives us that emotional connection, that passion, that release, what we call that kinetic energy that drives
right.
the world. But these words like integrity and honor really have deep meaning. Now, I could have a word, one of Kent's values is camaraderie. I wouldn't put that on my top 20. It's not me, right? I looked at it and said, yeah, that's you, Kent, no doubt about it. You love playing games. You love sports. You love going out. If we extracted camaraderie, it's why he built that orphanage over in Kenya, because of camaraderie. Mm-hmm. Got eight guys together in Boulder and says, this is ridiculous. You know, we need to go do this thing. Let's go do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and if you looked at some of the other people that I know where you see something like adventure, they know
mm-hmm.
exactly what adventure means. They, if you said, okay,
right.
one of my values is a physical challenge or risk. You know, there's a lot of
right.
Marines out there that say, you know, why I'm a Marine? I love risk. I love physical challenge. Let's go do it. Let's get it on. Now, you
right.
might have people be on this call that say, boy, that they're talking to me. And then there might be somebody else. Are you crazy? You want me to hang on the side of a perfectly good wall and to climb this wall? Are you nuts? Because we're all different. I mean, we're all different. And so it's that connection of saying, okay, what does physical challenge look like? Well, to me, back in the day when I was an avid skier, it was, you know, hitting the top of the Eisenhower Tunnel over I-70 and coming down, hell-bent for election, nip and tunk all the way down. And when you do, you say, Lord, hallelujah. That was the best moment of my life. Because you're employing all of your skills out there in 40 below zero weather, and you are just one with the mountain. Now, if somebody's listening
right.
and they say, this guy's crazy. Why would, number
right.
one, why would you get on a ski lift, you know, go up
1,000
feet, right? Yeah, why would you go do that? Well, because
I'm not doing it.
Physical challenge and adventure is in my values. And so that vision would be, it wouldn't be, you know, going to a peace meeting someplace or to find greater serenity. I mean, could you imagine me, with, as much as you know me, valuing serenity, Larry?
Yeah, no, that
ain't
even.
make my top 400 values. I don't even know how to spell the word. It was not even friendly and peacefulness. No, but something else like that is so important to me because it gives them deep meaning. So the three E's that you're talking about are vital. That's covered beautifully in the book because it is that emotional connection between our values and our visions that sets up, I mean, it causes our expectations. What do we expect? What do we expect to get out of this? And none of that is relevant, not a bit of that, unless you put yourself in an empowering role and now you can experience it. You can experience those emotions. You can achieve those expectations. Why? Because you're in the right role. And so I want to make sure that everybody knows this is an extremely simple idea. Now, there's a lot of nuance to it. Like you said, you know, what emotions do I get out of this, right? Well, that's some thought. That's some prayerful direction. But sitting down there and saying, you know, do I really crave honor more than integrity? Well, maybe you do. Maybe you don't. You know, maybe it's not integrity at all. Maybe it's loyalty. No, maybe it's not loyalty. Maybe it's trust. And so it's up to us. And I believe that the good Lord has made this obvious in our DNA. We just forgot it when we went being that child to adulthood. I mean, think about this. You know, we had those dreams. We had that energy when we were a child. And we just covered it all up. So now we got to go uncover it. And that's what that discovery process. You know, once you've discovered your true authentic values, you can start to live a truly authentic life. And a life, know that you're living in faith that this is the right direction for you. There's no confusion. You know, it may be hard, right? I have 10 really whopping big values, and some days I get all 10 of them. Some days I get 8 of them, but none of them are a laydown. You know, we're talking about the Cavaliers versus Sacramento. We're talking about a degree of difficulty that hasn't been done in Cleveland in 52 years, right? So this is not like, I'm going to just go win a basketball championship. Yeah, right.
Right.
So now you got to go put yourself on the course. So now we're going down the word, and it's a word that nobody likes to hear. It's a word that nobody in the Christian world really likes to talk about. And it's this word called performance. You know, so often, you know, we're tricked into believe God's going to do it all for us, right? Oh, it's all possible with God's help. Yeah, that's true. But you've got to be the one that goes out there and make it happen, right? He's going to give you direction. He's going to give you help. You know, he's got all of these tools available to you, but you're still the person that's got to perform. And so when we went to that, when we created this entire system, we said, how can we help people see what they need to do? You know, once they have this mission, you know, how can we help people cut through the blur? And it was truly a divine revelation when I created the Time Prism. I got up real early one morning, and this is a personal true story. I ran up the stairs. My office was upstairs. I had a beautiful home in Boulder. And we have these things called the Flatirons, and they're just magnificent outcroppings of rocks. They're just they're phenomenal, 1,500, 1,600 feet high, just beautiful. And when I woke up, I looked out my window, and I was stunned. I just stopped right then and there. The colors, the kaleidoscope of the sky was radiating all these different yellows and greens and blues and violets, projecting it against these flat irons. And it just dead stopped me. And I says, wow, what we need in this world is a time prism, something that breaks apart our performance so we can see it, so we can actually do something about it. And as you know, if you scroll down a little further, you'll see that to help you see through the darkness, it's the time prism. God gave us hope and promise, and it's reflected in that rainbow. So now when you see a rainbow, you say, there is hope. There is promise. But even when you look at that rainbow, it doesn't help you a whole lot other than give you hope. So what we did is we took the rainbow, if you scroll down a little bit more, and you'll see this thing called a time prism. There's a clock in there. And the reason there's a clock in there is that we believe that everything happens in time. You know, if God has all this power. He can create the universe that we know in a blink of an eye, but we can't. We are slaves to time. We've got maybe 100 years here on Earth, maybe 120, maybe 62, maybe 50. Who knows? We have to make the maximum use out of every minute we have. And so we
You know what? I'm not going to let you go past that for a moment because you did something to me one day that messed my brain up. And you started talking about the time that we have left. When we start dealing with performance, and most people have too many things stuck in their lives that hinder their overall performance from them accomplishing what they really want to accomplish. So they let all these sub areas overtake their life. And we were talking, it was on a Saturday afternoon. I know I was out driving and called you, and sometimes it's not good to call you and talk to you. You know?
Oh, I'll tell you. You got that right.
Yeah.
Do not listen to ER while driving. There's no doubt about that.
You called me. You jumped into the time left, and, man, that was huge. So can you just touch that?
Oh, let's do that. Everybody, I want you to write down. It's a great point, Larry. It's a great point. And it will sober up everybody real fast. You know, we got this delusion that we got all the time in the world. We can just go ahead and fritter and waste it away. I want you to write down 30,000. I want you to write down 30,000. 30,000. That's how many days we have on Earth. According to Prudential, according to Aetna, according to all the insurance act, which, you know, if you're a woman, it might be 34,000. If you're a man, it might be 29,000. It's 30,000 on average days that we have on Earth. Now, here's where you're going to get real sober. Take your age and multiply it times 365. You know, if you got a calculator, do it. If you don't, just do it a little later. 365 times your age. So if you're 50 years old, 365, it looks like about 16,000 plus or minus. Now, subtract that, and that tells you how many days you have left on average. Might have some more, might have a few less. Depends on when the Lord decides to call you home. That's all you got. And so obviously when you're 70.
At 50 years is 18,250.
Yeah, so if you're not 30,000 anymore.
You're less than 11,000 days. You got 11,000 days.
There you go. That's what you got left. And so don't you want to leave something important on every one of those days? You know, it's more hugs. It's more compassion. You know, it's more smiles. It's more laughter. You know, it's more accomplishment. It's helping people in those days. I just had a project that got dumped on my lap here 30 days ago, completely out of left field. And it's one that I have no interest whatsoever in. Except it's very complicated. I am naturally curious. Okay, we're going to start giving you a couple of my real values here, right? And it's just enormously needed. I have this value called giving. I just have to give of myself. It's why I do these shows so often. I'm just a giver. I just love to give. And so all of a sudden this project gets dumped on my lap, and it's these people that have created what's called a world ball. It's a soccer ball that's indestructible. And they're writing a documentary on this person who invented this thing. And so the idea is to reintroduce the power of play to the world. And they started in Africa. And the stories are just, they're heartbreaking, you know, that they have these children who's had their arms cut off and their legs cut off, you know, from these warlords and whatnot. And there's no play. There's no way. And so they created this ministry, so to speak, where they give away these virtually indestructible soccer balls. And they do these ball drops, and they've given away over 5 million thus far. And so they're doing this documentary on this guy that invented this and created this initiative because he could not allow the world to exist one more day without play in it, that we have to find a way to help children everywhere play together rather than kill one another. And so I'm listening to all this, and I said, okay, what's my role in this? Well, come to find out, I just happen to be a master business strategist. What do you think they needed, Larry? A master business strategist. The vision
wow.
is creating an Emmy Award-winning documentary out of 400 principal hours. Sting backed this thing up. Jane Goodall over in, I mean, they've got the cream of the crop that are already in the can. What they need to do is they need to finish this documentary. And so this mm-hmm. thing got, you know, all of a sudden I am knee-deep in a project where I sleep 2 hours less every day, and I feel great about it because I'm going to help these people go create an Emmy Award-winning documentary on the power of play in the world. It's just sensational, right? And so as I look at it, it's, okay, what do I have to do to get my energy up, right? What do I have to do to take the next 100 days and allocate it with absolute commitment to this being the right thing for me to be doing? And so we got started. Kent's all in. We got people that are all in. And so we're taking this from nothing, and we're going to create this world-changing experience. It's along the lines of the Jesus Project in a way, you know, where you get the film out there, people start to understand, they start to connect. And I said, sure, I want to be part of this. As a matter of fact, I will carve out a year if I have to, because I only have, you know, when you're 70 years old, you don't have 11,000 left anymore, do you?
That's right.
You got to follow up. You got to follow up. And the guys at Prudential, they're not real optimistic about me, buddy. They're saying, ER, you know, 84, that's kind of a stretch. You know, you need to do a little more exercise, you know, maybe 78. Well, I'm 71 now. What do you mean? I've only got, you know, 2,100 days left. What? And that's the power of time management. When you come to that realization that you never have more at the end of the day. You always have less.
Wow.
Hence the need to perform.
That was the statement you hit me with that messed me up. See, that statement right there hit me that every day you have less days left. You don't get less days. Yeah, nobody adding to
you. Anymore.
Nobody adding to
you.
That's right.
You can't beg anymore. I can't go get some from somebody that has a few extra that's not doing anything with them. You know, I can't go to somebody that says, well, you only got, you know, a few days left. Why don't you give me those days? I'll rent them from you. You can't buy, rent, steal in any way. You can't hypothecate. You can't do anything to get more time. It is our scarcest and most precious resource. Hence the idea of the clock married to the prism, that we have this thing that we have to look at our life in two dimensions. We have to look at it through the ticking of the clock and these 10 colors of powerful personal performance. And when you do that, you start to get the reality that, okay, I can do something about this. That was the one thing that I really found interesting when we went into the fourth writing of Success on Purpose. These ministers would call in, and they would say, you know what? You've changed the direction of my ministry. You've changed the direction of people in my ministry simply because we're now aware. We now can see what needs to be done. And we now have the power to get on it. And, you know, where a year before, you know, it was all theory. It was all, oh, we're going to live these great missions. Well, tell me what the mission is. Well, our mission on this other, on this World Ball project is to create a Emmy Award winning documentary that puts play back onto the world stage. That's the mission. And so, within maybe 6 months, maybe by the end of this year, that documentary will be on Netflix. It'll be on major TV stations. You're going to get a copy of it. It's going to change the way people look at children. And why not have children play? Why not have them release that God-given energy and that God-given talent rather than fight one another? Let's play with one another. And the stories that these people have, in the film is just, you know, it's heartbreaking and it's also uplifting to see what that, what can happen with nothing more than a simple ball, nothing more than a simple ball. And so, you know, we're all in on this project, but I couldn't do it. Now think about this. Could I shave off 100 days of my life, you know, just to go out and set in a boat someplace? You think that would be possible?
Yeah, you could. But
no,
it wouldn't be.
I'd be off
you could.
I'd be off that boat so fast.
You,
right?
Blair, you're not a fisherman. Me either, bro. I can't do it. I love people that love fishing, but I can't do it either.
Oh no, it's 2 days. I'm gone. Right? Okay, I caught all the fish. I come from a fishing family, you know, and the maximum would be 2 days, maybe a day if I have to actually dress the fish myself. And it's the same thing as anything else, you know, where you start doing the trade-offs. You say, okay, you know, what is my emotional connection to this? And anybody on this call, listening to this call, you could tell that my voice, the pitch of my voice, and my excitement went up. And that's that first E that Larry was talking about. It's that emotional connection to the vision. Do you have it? If you don't, you got to go get it. Because time is a wasting. It's not going to come back. Today is gone when it's gone. There's no way you say, well, I'm going to go do a redo. Yeah, we'll try to do that. I'm going to do better tomorrow is what you can do. And so in this 10-color array that I know you've put the people through is that we really start to get a glimpse of what's possible. What's possible for our life is a better attitude. It's real goals. You know, it's, you know, and I'm dealing now with two executive directors there in Hollywood on this project. They're theatrical. They have not a clue what business is. This executive producer is a wonderful woman, just absolutely fabulous intellect. She couldn't do a business deal if her life depended on it. And I said, well, this thing has been languishing for 2 years. Why don't you get it out there? Well, you know, we haven't been able to organize, and okay, and we need 200 grand. Okay, well, we can help you. You know, we've got the power to make some stuff happen here. Let's go do this. Let's go use our 200 days of the rest of our life and say, let's change the worldview of play. Let's do that. And then when we're done, that will last 50 years or 100 years, you know, where people see it and respond to it and say, yes, I want more play. I want people to be kinder. I want people to be gentler. I want people to live in Jesus's footsteps rather than just yap, 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 talk about it. And that's what comes out of this time prism, right? It's having that attitude. These people, I got to tell you what, they thought they had goals. And I said, okay, what's the date, delivery date on this? And the senior producer says, what do you mean? I said, well, what's the goal? Well, we're going to have this thing done pretty soon. I said, okay, what does pretty soon mean? Well, we don't really have a timeline. Well, then you don't have a goal. You've got a wish. You've got a hope. You've got a you've got this inkling. That's not a goal. A goal is a dream with a hard line deadline. Tell me what the deadline is. It's taken me a week to infuse them with the excitement for getting out their calendar and saying, this is the date it's due on, guys.
Wow.
And they always get to the next one. They always get to the next one. Well, I don't know how to do that. Great. Let's go make a plan. Let's go make a plan. Right. Let's prioritize the steps. Let's create some teamwork here. Let's synergize. Let's make that real. Let's get organized. Yep. Let's make our time manage, and let's take some action. So this project went from dead, as in it would never see the light of day. Even Oprah couldn't pour enough money into this thing to get these people moving in the right direction. In exactly 2 weeks, and I'm a tough taskmaster, I will admit that, right? I said, look, you either want to do this or you don't want to do this. Are you committed to the vision? And this Eric, he's just a brilliant songwriter. He's written full scores for like 25 major movies. And he said, I'm in. I'm in 100% of the way. This will be magnificent. We're getting Charlize Theron, you know, to be the narrator. And and I said, she's the perfect person. She's from South Africa. And she gives away soccer fields. She is so convinced that if we can help people play, that the world's better off. What better ambassador for us? That's what this podcast is about. I said, let's go get her. And so this afternoon, CeCe was on the phone with William Morris Agency to find out would she really like to be a part of this world-changing documentary. And my guess is the answer is yes when she sees the material. So it can go in a
but that doesn't happen unless the goals and the plans are put into place. You can't even her name doesn't even come up because there are no goals set. Once you set the goals, that it materialized that you never even put the brain to think about. And that's one of the things I try to get across to folks. Until you set the goals and make the plans, your brain is almost turned off, actually. You know? There's no creativity.
It's not your brain. No, it's not your brain. The font of opportunity is turned off.
Everybody's smart enough.
Everybody is smart enough. You know, but what happens to us is that we get stuck and we just go into some kind of a loop there, and then we miss this opportunity. We miss opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And so why did her name even appear on the radar? Because we said, I need a goal. I need to have somebody that's a narrator. So it's going to be Morgan Freeman. It's going to be – so I came up with this long list, right? James Earl Ray, on and on. I mean, even – you know, I had some real good ideas. And she says, well, you know, my dream would be Charlize Theron. She's got a fabulous voice. She does documentaries. She does – and I said, oh, she is perfect. And she said she loves soccer, and she gives away soccer people. This is a movie about soccer.
I mean,
now, you would never get to that point. I mean, can you see how those dots connect? You would never get to that point where her name would even come up unless you were doing this thing saying, I need a narrator. Who is the narrator?
To the point, her name had not come up. So... So they've been lavishing and doing nothing in the sense so their name didn't come up. So you to that point, that's true. Yeah, that's great. Man, that's serious.
Kicking the tires and lighting the fires. And so suddenly it just starts to crystallize a little bit more. And so often we sit and wait for God to take action. So often we just sit there and think, well, you figure it out, Lord. You know, I'm willing to do something. I don't know what I'm willing to do, but you go figure it out for me. No, that's not the way it works. What he says, you know what? I've got this thing called the rainbow, and ER's got this thing called a clock. And you know what? We're both right. There's hope over there, but time is a wasting. So let's set some goals. Let's make some plans. Let's find people to help. And that's that synergy color, Larry. You know, that now all of a sudden we've got David Beckham. Sting put a bunch of money into making this ball. And I said, okay. I said, what can we count on him to do? Well, we don't know. I said, okay, the reason you don't know is you don't have a story. Well, we got all the film. I said, yeah, you've got 400 hours of principal photography all ready to go. But you don't have a story. Tell me the story. And so for a week, I have been dragging this story. And it starts on the Serengeti Plain in just a horrible, horrible town that was ravaged by warlords. And these children have nothing. I mean, just the tears come to your eyes when you see this. And when you see the ball drop, when you see the people that bring these balls in, their eyes light up. They know exactly what to do with this ball. They play with it. And their heart, I mean, it's just the most unbelievable piece of footage I've ever seen. And I said, this is the story that we're going to go tell. And we're going to tell this story in an hour and a half. So what I need is the story. Could somebody please tell me the story? I'll even start. Once upon a time, there was this little boy named Harry and this bishop named Larry, and we'd really like to help, but you need to give us some direction here, right? Because we have the ability to help you. But we can't figure it out. We're not clairvoyant. The Lord is going to say, oh, well, you are the anointed one over here. And now you have all this knowledge. I've never seen that work. Not ever. It just doesn't work.
I'm not going to take you through the long story, but that's exactly what happened to me this afternoon. What you just talked to me about was An opportunity, again, if you don't have the goals, you don't know where you're going, you don't have a plan, you don't understand how to synergize with other folk, you can miss your opportunities. And so I just had an opportunity just this afternoon to drop into my lap and, you know, to say, okay, what are you going to do with this? Now, if I'm not looking for these things, or I'm not have my life prepared so I can now embrace them, then they will go by me. You see, it'd be something I talk about that would be good to do, but I don't know how to get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You know, let's talk about that for a second, because I am a business strategist. It's what I've done my whole life. And I want everybody to write this down because it's very important. There are three kinds of opportunity. And it's important to understand the distinction. The first level of opportunity is opportunity that you go out and create. In other words, you're thinking some thoughts, you're in this process of creation, and you go out and create the opportunity. The second one is the opportunity that you go find. There's no creation to it. It's just you're out there, you found it. And then here's the best kind, the one that you just talked about. The opportunity that goes and finds you. And all you have to be is smart enough to say yes. That, it found me. Here's the opportunity that found me. And it's sort of like this film. I had not one inkling in me that I was going to be an executive producer of a documentary. Not ever. And suddenly, I'm an executive producer of a documentary. Why? Because it's an opportunity that went and found me. And now in your theology, you know, in our Christian faith, we would say that's God's plan. That's God's will working in our favor because we're in his favor. But you got to pay attention. He's not going to say, hey, I gave you 14 opportunities, ER. You shunned them all. Don't you remember that opportunity about 6 weeks ago? No, I really don't. About that opportunity around Christmas time? No, I kind of remember the conversation. Well, that was a huge opportunity. All you had to do is go out and find it. I gave you the direction. You just got to go find it, right? You go down the road two blocks, you turn to the left, and there it is. Oh. I wasn't paying attention. And then this opportunity that, you know, it's like the Wright brothers, or it's like Martin Luther King, or it's like, anybody that has to go out and create it. That's this I must create from nothing. You know, I can't stand this anymore. I have to find a way to go make this happen. So Martin Luther King say, oh, wow, look at this, an opportunity found me. No. He went out and said, here is a social injustice. I am going to go out and I am going to face this, and I'm going to create the opportunity that will allow people to get along with one another, that justice
Right.
You know, and that's not a layback and, oh, wow, you know, isn't this great? No, that's the one that takes the hardest work. The sweetest one, though, I got to tell you what, is when it just finds you. And that you're smart enough to say, look over there. Look what just found me. It's like a puppy dog, right? It's like that little kitten that came to my door. It found me. Hey, this is great. And it works exactly like that. And in after 50 years in business, I started my business career when I was 17 years old. I was a multimillionaire by the time I was 21. I graduated from college making more money than my entire family did in that year. Why? Because I sold watches and clocks and stuff in dorm rooms at Bowling Green State University and Toledo University. I basically took my education and said, you know, I can go import some really cool watches for $6. I can sell them for $20. It's like a $100 watch here in the state. Everybody wins. And in a matter of a year, I was making money hand over fist by serving a need that nobody else saw, right? Mother's Day, birthday, Christmas, Easter, right? It was all right territory because I looked at it and said, hey, here is an opportunity that found me. Those are the sweetest. Now, when you go out looking, you know, which is what you do pretty much every day, Larry, that's also good, right? Because if you keep your eyes open, you're going to go spot one. You're going to go out and say, you know, I'm out here looking for souls. I'm looking for an opportunity to serve. And that's a good one. The hard one is the creative one. That's the, right. And I've done that many, many times. And I got to tell you what, the opportunity that finds you is a lot sweeter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, it almost feels as though all the work has already been done. And so all you got to
exactly.
do is put the shoes, you got to put the shoes on, you know, and just
just
move into it. And so that's what it would
make
like,
it work.
Hey, man, yeah, where did this come from? And here it is.
Yep.
And so we're going to see where it takes us, but I know it's going to be good. So now, listen, we've been on here 55 minutes. So,
yep.
So tell them what should they do? What should they do, to advance their lives in this whole believer's guide of achieving success on purpose? And what is it that they should do? Now, many of them do have the system. Not all of them, believe me, but a lot of them on here have the entire system. So what should they do now?
If you don't have the system, you go to the website address that I just gave you, bethel.spiritledsuccess.com, and I dropped the price from $150 to $50 plus shipping and handling. And
he did that, and he did that for y'all, and he loved you. He must really love you, because you know I do.
I do.
See what he did for y'all? He superseded.
This is a gift. Well, no, I want to make it irresistible. You know, so people that are committed to improvement can, in fact, improve. And so, you know, that's the first thing. If you already have this, I can't even say it in strong enough terms. Use it. Start with success on purpose. Do not get discouraged when you go through that big, long list and say, oh, man, there's 400. Oh, it's easy. I'll just come up with these 40. That's not what I want.
Yeah.
That's not what you need to do. You need to get it down to something that really connects with you at that deep emotional level. And you look at those top 20 values, and you start seeing them play out in your life. I mean, there's over 500 words that really are different for people. You know, what one person might see is something else. Go through that and do it with prayer. Do it with integrity. You know, don't rush through it. We have people that have done it 3, 4, 5 times over 6 months, and they will say, I finally got to my top 10. But it then takes another month or two for them to prioritize it in the right order. You know, which is most important to you? Is it adventure or freedom? Is it beauty or is it complexity? Is it giving and teaching or is it adrenaline rush? What is it? Because when you make that decision up front, every other decision that you make in the course of the day is easy. It's just because all you have to do is just bring out your list of values and say, you know, here's my mission. I'm going to live a life of freedom and beauty, curiosity, complexity, giving, teaching, lecturing. And when you do that every single day, you're living the life that God designed for you, that has been drawn out of you. You're not only living in His grace. You know you're going to heaven. You have been saved by the blood, by the Lamb. But now what you need to do is you need to honor Him by becoming the best you possible. And that takes work. It takes dedication. It takes conversation among one another. That's why we set this believer system up, so that it was a life group meeting, so people could get together, you know, on a regular basis and talk about this. Because this is, you know, this is a far more in-depth conversation than Rick Warren's Purpose Driven Life, where you got 5 chapters and you go through it with the idea that, oh, I get it. I'm on a mission. Now what? And this is the now what. This is the thing that takes some understanding. It takes some discipline. It takes a little bit of courage to really say to yourself. And here's why it takes courage. Because every single person on this phone, including you and I, have been taught to live somebody else's values. It started
when
3 years old. It started when we went to school. You know, here's the values of our school. Here's the values of our community. Here's the values of our church. and go into sports. Well, I've got a coach that says to do this. I've got a teacher that says to do this. And by the time we're 18, 19, 20, we are living somebody else's life. We're not living our own life anymore. And it's up to us to decide what is our life worth. You know, what does God really want for me? Does he really want me to live Uncle Bob's life or my life? And I can assure you that what he wants is you fully alive, fully engaged, living what you value most. And that's how you become a champion of spirit-led success.
Wow. My goodness, bruh. I'm telling you what, you know we just started. They really don't understand how long we could talk about this stuff because we go back.
Oh, I'm going to go another 3 hours. It's only 6 o'clock.
I know it. So. I know it. See, and I'm just sitting back letting you go. I'm not cutting you off much this time.
I get it.
I want them to hear you because they hear me all the time. So,
sure.
But this is amazing, and especially, in your generosity in this to help them to be able to get this system, just to go through and get this system. You can go right there on that site that you're on, bethel.spiritledsuccess.com, and you can read through the page and all of that good stuff. There's a video on the page, and if you're not there, also you can go right there and order the system. And again, you know, it's $149 normally, okay? And so many of you have already purchased it, and you know you didn't pay $50 for this, okay?
Right.
So you need to take advantage of this.
If you want to charge them more, it's okay with me. You know,
I'm gonna go with what you put it out here. That's what we're gonna do. You're the owner. I'm not the owner.
Yeah, you're right about that. But the idea is let's get this out there and get people talking, and then they can get them from you. I want to seed 100 million men and women in churches around the world. That's my mission with this. And if I have to give them away, I'll do it. If I have to sell them for $69 and fly out someplace and put on for 100 people, I'll do it. Because this is an important mission. It's something that God wants us to do for one another. And so I figure if you've got 20, 30, 40 people there, that'll suddenly become 1,000 people. And then it'll become 5,000 people. And it will grow just like the disciples grew, you know, in small groups, you know, of believers who say, you know what, this is right. This is the thing for us to be doing. And we just happen to make the tools easy.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I told you. What I made sure that they understood, even though some of them paid a little bit more for it, but I said to them, based on what we're doing tonight, you get me. I'm going to bring to you people that can help you. I'm going to be there to help you. So my time is worth something to you, so that's why you're paying
attention. Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And,
we have ministers, believe it or not, sell this as a weekend package, you know, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday for $299. And so, you know, it's that interaction between people that's vital. It's that that whole concept of saying, you know, from one, we have many. And it's, you know, now that you've got those ambassadors there, then they'll fill your church with believers. And we're not going to do this for $50 for anybody else. I did this simply because it's you. And I want to make sure that your people get it so that they can go out and they can become those ambassadors. That's what Jesus expects of us. That, you know, we don't just sit on our basket. We open that basket up and say, here.
We've got, I can tell you this, and we'll get ready to close for you guys. And I know you guys are enjoying this, but listen, we've got about 3 churches that are represented on here, not the whole church, naturally, but we've got at least 3 churches on here, along 2 other churches along with mine that's on here that I have also gone through the system with. So I wanted to make sure that they heard from you and we would know how to go from there. So this is exciting. Thank you so much for taking time to share with us. And I know that many people on here are excited about just understanding opportunity is a great thing, but to understand how many more days you got,
how many more days you got to
fulfill purpose on the earth, and what I am grateful for, bro, is that you shared a story like even with the project, because I think rather than just going through the nuts and bolts, going through, you know, systematic stuff, to hear where it has come together and working. You know, here you're 71 years old, and God dropped this type of opportunity in your lap. This is amazing, amazing in itself. And you're ready for it. You know, it could have come, and if you weren't ready for it, you couldn't see it. You know, I'm out here in the West in the 127 degree, and I'm just going to sit back and enjoy life. No, you were ready for the opportunity, and that's why God could bring it. So I'm so excited. I wish I could get some questions from the people. I know they have those, but this is this
well,
is what
schedule
I want.
A follow up a little later down the road.
Yeah. We will do that so that you can answer some questions.
Sure. The time is precious. I set this page up to go off in 48 hours, so it returns back to the
original price.
The original price. So I just wanted to do something special for you folks, and that's my way of giving back a little bit.
Well, that's amazing. So guys, you got 48 hours if you want to take advantage of this particular price. If you miss that, you have to go to my page, bishoplarryjackson.com, and you have to purchase it from there. It is not $50. I promise you it's not. So,
yeah. Well, but you're adding tremendous value. I mean, you're adding.
Yeah, because you're getting me. You're getting me. Right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's worth huge difference. You know, I wouldn't, if you're selling it for less than $200, I would be surprised because, you know, helping people go through this, you know, is that Christ mandate of taking each person by the hand and saying, you know what? I am the light. Let me throw some light on there. I am the way.
Yeah.
But you know, I am the person that gives you divine inspiration. And you as a minister can help people more than just here's a box of stuff. Now let's go bring it to life and
right.
do those weekends, you know, get people together and say, okay, you know, we want this. We want what this has. And then they'll start seeing opportunities in the world to do more in his name.
Yep. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This is what I'm going to do real quick. Apostle. Well, he had to slip off of there. I was going to get him to pray over us, but he seemed to have had to slip off some kind of way. I get Apostle Diane. Apostle Diane, why don't you pray for us to end tonight? And we thank you guys for taking time to be on here. We kept you about an hour and eight, maybe an hour and 10 minutes here. So I think it was well worth your time. We will reschedule another time with ER where you can actually do some of this and then come back and ask some questions. So he can share with you. Apostle Diane, why don't you pray for us so that we can get off of here tonight? You got me muted, I can tell you. I see you out there, but you got me muted. Yeah, she got me muted. She might even be praying. She got me stuck. I'm going to pray now. Let's go this way. Pastor Blue, you pray.
So, Father, we thank you for this great opportunity that you've given us, Lord, to hear this awesome plan. So, Father, we thank you that we have eyes to see and to do everything that you've placed before us, Father. Thank you, Lord, for ER, Lord. Thank you for Bishop. Thank you, Lord, for this time. And, Lord, help us to get busy about fulfilling your plans for our life with the rest of the time that we have here on the earth. So, Lord, we thank you for this. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. This is recorded.
You guys have a great evening.
Thank you, ER. I appreciate it. Guys, this is recorded.
I appreciate it.
We'll put it on my website a little later. So God bless you. Have a great and wonderful evening. All right,
and
bye-bye.
We'll circle the wagons.